Yes, it's the Gopher.
Hey, Mr. Summons, you busy?
Well, hello, young fellow. What's in your mind?
I need your advice. You know, I'm thinking about going into business.
Oh?
And I've decided to be a radio announcer.
What?
Yeah, just like you when you tell the ladies about Des.
Oh, so you've heard me talk about Des, huh?
Sure, lots of times. And I figured if you could do it, I could.
Oh, you did you? Well, now, so let's just hear how you tell the ladies about this new kind of granulated soap.
I'd say, ladies, Des is spelled D-U-Z, and it's a really new kind of soap. Not just some old soap that's been fixed up to look new.
Hey, that's swell. Now go on.
Well, my mom says Des does all three kinds of wash. Whiskers, towels, rayons, and everything. And if my mom says Des does all that, you can bet your life it does. Hey, Mr. Fleming, how's that?
Well, it's a good try, but don't you think you ought to put in a few more details?
Like what?
Well, Des is so new. Lots of ladies just can't understand how this one soap can get grimy overalls clean and dirty towels snowy white, and yet be really safe for pretty rayon slips.
Oh.
You see, Des is different from any other leading granulated laundry soap. It's so much safer for those delicate colors.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Yeah, take those overalls, you get too dirty.
Yeah, they get plenty dirty.
Well, Des will get them clean without any hard scrubbing. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Des.
Boy, the ladies should like that.
Well, they do. And even more, they like the way Des gets their linens and towels so dazzling white. Why, they've never seen whiter washes anywhere than Des gives them. It just can't be beat by any other soap for turning out snowy white washes.
Hey, I get it. Des is a three-way hit on wash day.
Right. Tell the ladies to try Des, and they'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap. Just say, ask for Des today. It does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldberg. Well, the great strategic plan to marry Oriane to Dr. Peter is in full swing. While Jake and Sammy see to it that Oriane gets on the train, his Peter has managed to board the same train at the stop before. His plan to surprise Oriane will undoubtedly work. It isn't the best way to teach the woman you love a lesson in courtship, but it's Peter's idea, and she's affair. And so far as Jake goes, well, the pleasure of keeping a thing like this from Molly is all the payment he needs. And Molly, who suspects something's brewing, can't decide just what it is. Now at the station, I'm quiet.
She went to get her ticket.
Oh, and there's Davis and then Rosie?
Right over there, Mom.
Oh. But what is the schedule time? Oh, the train will be in soon, evidently.
Very soon, Molly.
Derek.
Yes?
Xavier.
Yes?
When I talk, look at me directly. Directly look at me. Xavier, there's nothing you wish to say to me before Orion leaves.
What should I have to say?
I'm coming, dear. Coming. Nothing you wish to say to me.
No.
Nothing. Coming, Rosemary.
Why, are you sure everything is set? Absolutely. The doctor said it will be on the train? Absolutely. He got down at the previous station.
Oh, I wish I could be on that train and see the greeting Oriane gives him.
You've fallen his arm.
Oh, here comes Mama. Now don't give yourself away.
You think Mama suspects something?
I can't tell. What do you think, huh? What do you
think? I guess that's the station. No, you said the train is slightly late.
Not by much, I don't think.
Well, we can't tell yet. Can't tell if maybe they depend. Family, does Orient release this? Over there, well, I think maybe you could play them. Rosalie, come over here, little child. I don't know why I always get so nervous when a train is late.
Why should you be nervous?
Rosalie, no. There's Davis. Davis, I don't think coming and not coming. Well, they want to visit Orion. Then why don't we help Orion with her bear?
Yeah, come on, Pa. We'll help her.
Why do you need Papa, son?
Well, why couldn't I be helpful, also?
Come on, Pa. Let's help her.
Mama, John, are you going to let Orion go away? How can I stop her now? Oh, I don't know. Kind of think. No, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know nothing either.
If Orion gets on the train and goes away, that's the end, Ma.
You have to keep her here.
I have to keep her here. I have to keep her here.
Oh, what's all this to do with? What is all the maneuvers? What is all the maneuvers to tap her with the back of the forward? Why are they letting her go? Something's happened to me there. That I'm sure. But I'm not smart enough to know that. Oh, why am I such a, I don't know what.
And Dr. Peter didn't even come down to the station to say goodbye.
So they called Papa over to me immediately. Oh, look. Look how they're laughing. Look how they're laughing together. Sammy and Papa together. But the laughing what?
Something.
Well, Rosalie, he who laughs, Rosalie. And Rosalie watched me. Rosalie watched me and listened to me carefully what I had in my mind. Orion will not go on the train unless I think it's necessary to go. Rosalie, if you see me using my handkerchief 2 times, look, like this.
Yeah?
See? That means...
What, Mom? What are you going to do?
Understand me. Don't ask questions. There's no time for questions. The train will be here in a minute. If twice, 2 times, like this.
Yeah?
Then take David and walk away with him until the train goes away.
But now,
don't ask questions. I'm what mean if you see me using my handkerchief. David, I don't care. Take him even back to the house. I don't care what.
I'll
watch him now.
If you use your handkerchief twice, I'll take David away until the train goes on.
Right.
That's
what I want to do. But
what if I say you use it?
Exactly.
All right, now.
Here's the door.
Go over to the car.
And let me talk to Orion alone.
You hear those?
All right, now.
Just let me talk alone.
Oh, my turn.
I don't think so. I think it's a straight train.
I won't mind because you can always get your money back.
No, Mrs. Goldberg. I'm going away.
Orion, maybe you're being too hasty.
He hasn't even come down to the station to say goodbye.
Even so, Orion. Even so, maybe because Christopher Taylor thinks you shouldn't go away. But if you loved him, you wouldn't go. But if your pride is stronger than your love, then it's not real love. Pride, Orion, goes forward before a fall.
Oh, I'm not going away because I'm too proud to stay.
I'm not going away because I don't love Chris. I'm leaving because I think whatever interest he has in me has nothing to do with love.
And I'm not going to stay on while he makes up his mind. I'm not desperately in need of a husband or anyone's love.
Would make Dr. Tater feel very well. It would give him a lot of self-satisfaction to see me dragging around Lustenberry waiting for His Royal Highness to notice that I am alone and in love with him. Well, I'm not that kind of a woman, Mrs. Goldberg.
Listen to me, Orion. I'm your friend, am I not?
Yes, you are, but...
Listen to me. Then listen to me. Tell me where the law is that a woman has to be the one who doesn't propose.
You don't think I'm going to go to Chris Tater and propose to him?
You love him, don't you?
I did.
Orion, please. You're standing on the bridge. When the train comes all will be lost. You love him, yes or no?
Yes, but...
Again, Bessie. So why don't you run to him and say, Chris, I love you, I'm going to marry you.
Have him laugh in my face.
He wouldn't laugh.
He will.
But if he laughs, you can laugh back.
He won't laugh.
I won't do anything like that.
Why?
Give me one reason.
I can't.
Orion, love comes once in a lifetime, Orion.
Once is enough, or I'm sick and tired of being in love.
All it's giving me is heartache. Orion, you're standing at the gate of paradise and you're looking out of the wrong window.
Please, Mrs. Goldberg, I've made up my mind.
And you wouldn't listen to me?
I can't.
All right, I said my word. I'll say no more.
You're cold, Mrs.
Goldberg. Oh, it's cold, yes.
To take care of your bag, Dorian.
Thank you.
Will you write to us and tell us?
Please
You have a cold, Molly?
Oh, slightly cold. Well, here she comes.
I'll get you back, shall you?
Where's baby? Here's the driver.
Where is Rosie?
The train is leaving.
And while Jake and Fanny stand with their mouths open, Oriane looks frantically for David. Molly is calm with him. She's delayed Oriane. Only Molly doesn't know that Oriane's future is on the train riding off, not knowing that the woman he wants to surprise didn't get on the train. Poor Dr. Cady. You know, if I was conducting a kitchen quiz, I'd ask you, are you washing dishes with an old-fashioned halfway soap? You are if you use a bar soap because it doesn't give you real speed. Or if you use a tough granulated soap, it's short on kindness for your hands. Well, you can forget such halfway soaps now that Mew does appear. That amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And does has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, Dove is the only leading granulated laundry soap to keep your hands so gently. Just notice how nice and soft they feel after doing dishes with Dove. Yet, see how fast this same Dove cuts grease. No other soap can beat it for speedy dishwashing. Why, you can tell by the suds just how different Dove is. Find new Dove today. It has everything for dishes from lightning speed to extra gentleness to your hands. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Golden. Written for you by Gertrude Bird. Next time, Jake tries to make a desperate recovery to save the plant. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.